This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of extensor pollicis longus, from the deep extensor subsection under the arm muscle section, from the anatomy topic on orthobullets.com. In this episode, we'll go over the origin, insertion, action, innervation, and arterial supply to the extensor pollicis longus, or EPL. So starting with the origin, the EPL originates at the posterior surface of the middle one-third of the ulna and interosseous membrane. Again, the origin of the EPL is the posterior surface of the middle one-third of the ulna and interosseous membrane. The insertion of the EPL is the base of the distal phalanx of the thumb. Again, the insertion of the EPL is the base of the distal phalanx of the thumb. The action of the EPL is to extend the distal phalanx of the thumb at the carpal, metacarpal, and interphalangeal joints. Again, the action of the EPL is to extend the distal phalanx of the thumb at the carpal, metacarpal, and interphalangeal joints. The innervation of the EPL is the posterior interosseous nerve, the continuation of the deep branch of the radial nerve, which receives contributions from C7 and C8. Again, the innervation of the EPL is the posterior interosseous nerve, the continuation of the deep branch of the radial nerve, which receives contributions from C7 and C8. The arterial supply of the EPL is the posterior interosseous artery. Again, the arterial supply to the EPL is the posterior interosseous artery. So again, to quickly review, the origin of the EPL is the posterior surface of the middle one-third of the ulna and interosseous membrane. The insertion is the base of the distal phalanx of the thumb. The action is to extend the distal phalanx of the thumb at the carpal, metacarpal, and interphalangeal joints. The innervation is the posterior interosseous nerve, the continuation of the deep branch of the radial nerve, which receives contributions from C7 and C8. And finally, the arterial supply to the EPL is the posterior interosseous artery. That's all for this review about the extensor pollicis longus. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks so much, and we'll see you all tomorrow.